Okay, so this is our first week back from Christmas vacation. We heard about Junior's trip to the mountains. Awesome stuff from the last month. And I had some incredible family time, and that's what the holidays are supposed to be about. We had some big doings in the Dunham family over the last month or so. My youngest son, Scotty, is now engaged.
All right.
His two older brothers are married, and now he is engaged, his longtime girlfriend, Kaylee. They have been going out since their sophomore year in high school.
Wow.
High school sweethearts.
Wow.
And, yeah, he proposed. She said yes, and we've got a wedding here in the next year or so. And that has been pretty awesome the last few years in our family with my own sons and their cousins. We've already had, I guess in the last 7 years, we've had six weddings.
Wow.
And nieces and nephews getting married, and yeah,
so it's a lot of money pumped into the economy.
Wedding industrial complex.
Yeah, we're doing our part. We're doing our part in the Dunham family.
Great.
And extended family. But
now
yeah,
we're going to have to go back to 4.5 hours.
We might. We might. But congratulations to them. They're really excited, and we had a really nice dinner when they got back from their trip, and that was part of our celebration. And you know, it's being the father of three, it's becoming fewer and fewer times when we're all together. And once your kids get married, you know, you have a rotation that goes. Sometimes, you know, 1 year you don't see them on Christmas Day because they rotate and they're visiting, you know, her family on Christmas Day. But this year, it lined up to where all three boys, their spouses, and now in the case of Kaylee, fiance, they were all together, and we were all together for a couple of days over Christmas, and it was a lot of fun. We had 20 people over at our house on Christmas Day, and it was just awesome. We had such a good time just being together as a family, and yeah, that was terrific. And got to play some golf at, I think my favorite golf, it is my favorite golf course on earth, because if I had access to Pebble Beach and could afford it, I guess that would be my preferred golf course to play. I've only played it a couple of times. But for a while, I lived in a place called Horseshoe Bay outside of Austin. All three of my boys live in Austin, and so we spent a lot of time there. And on one of our trips to Austin, we extended it and then went out to the Hill Country. And with two of my kiddos, I got to play the course where I learned to play golf, Slick Rock Golf Course, which you've played,
yep.
Horseshoe Bay. And it was great. It was the first golf course that my oldest son ever played back when he was really little. And we used to sneak up on the golf course when my parents were members there. And, you know, he was too young to play, but anyway, it was a really special round. One of my kiddos was not in on that round because he was busy coaching. My son Blake, who is the special teams coordinator, defensive line coach at Westlake High School, they were on another playoff run. And the end of the weekend and beginning of the week that we went to Horseshoe Bay, it was after the semifinals. And they had pulled off a big upset win. So I'll take you back to about the time we went on vacation in early December, and that's when the playoff race really started heating up in the high school ranks. And Austin Westlake, longtime power, they were a three-time champion just a few years back, and my son got in on the tail end of that. Cade Klubnik was the quarterback then. He's now at Clemson. There are a lot of Shaps out there playing in college football, still in the college football playoff. Michael Taff, who was part of the controversial play, Texas and Arizona State. He's a terrific defensive back out of Westlake. Great House, the receivers at Notre Dame. They've been putting out quality football players for a long time, going back to Drew Brees in the 90s. So they start making their run. They're district champs. And as I've said before, when I do this segment at the end of every year to recap what the Chaparrals did, I've yes, I'm very biased. He's my son. But I've never, in my time watching high school football, I've never seen someone do this with special teams at the high school level. They blow things up. They block punts. They block kicks. They return kicks. They pin their opponents in deep. I'll give you some of their numbers in a second. But they got their district championship. They beat Dripping Springs. One of the big plays there was a fake field goal that went for a touchdown. First time they faked the field goal there since he's been there in 2021. Then they started their playoff run with a win over Vista Ridge, 46-17. They beat San Antonio Brennan, 24-7. That was a tough game. That was a really good team. That was round two. And if we couldn't be there, it's pretty incredible. We watched all these games. A lot of high schools do this now. Not only do they put their broadcast on the internet, but it's with a TV production.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised at how good it is. I mean, it looks like something that's up on ESPN or something. It's really well done. This was a game we watched on TV because we couldn't make it. A blocked punt put Westlake up 7-0 and got them rolling. Turned out to be a really big play in the game. And then they beat Johnson High School out of Buda, 52-14. The next round, there was also a big kickoff return in that game to put them up 7-0, put them in position to go up 7-0. And then they had a rematch with Lake Travis. And this is where I started. I said, okay, we are not missing another game. We'd missed a number of games during the regular season for whatever reason. And this is right when we went on vacation, a rematch with their rival, Lake Travis, who they hadn't lost to in like 5 or 6 years. Tough to beat a team twice in a season, let alone your rival. The thing was, that was that Saturday when Deddy and the college tailgate show did their program from the Bartonville Tavern, and I made a commitment to be there that morning, so I had to do it down and back. My wife and I did a down and back Friday night to go watch him play Lake Travis. Defensive battle, and they held Lake Travis out of the end zone 3 times inside the 20. My son works for Tony Salazar, who's the head coach there, longtime defensive coach. He has ties to the late, great Corky Nelson.
Hmm.
He played for him at Mary Hardin Baylor. He is a defensive genius. He really is. Not only in talking with my son, but other coaches with the program around the state, he's incredible. He just sees things that are at a really fast rate. He's a great motivator, and they're playing these high-powered offenses like Brennan of San Antonio. They're scoring 40 a game, held them to 7, held Lake Travis to 17. They win that game. So now they move on to the semifinals, and they're going to play North Shore, the team that has knocked them out of the playoffs in the semifinals the last 2 years. North Shore, by the way, has the top cornerback in the country. He's going to Ohio State, Devin Sanchez. They have a corner that's going to Arkansas, a linebacker who's going to LSU, a receiver who's going to Colorado. They're loaded once again. They're just loaded. Great team. And so we had come back to the Metroplex. Now I said, okay, we've got to get to, they're going to play the game in Katy, neutral site, even though it's a little closer to North Shore. So we drove down to Austin, picked up a bunch of family members, rented a big Suburban, then went on to Katy. And I talked to my son every week about, you know, what do you think? And he was really worried about this one. I mean, this team is just loaded. And his kickoff units have to kick off to, they have to take the choice, the dude that's going to Ohio State mm-hmm. or the dude who's going to Arkansas. And I got to the stadium, walked out, heard this song.
By the way, I'd kick to the guy going to Arkansas.
Yeah, that was his general thought too. Maybe not to the guy who is number one in the country at corner. I heard this song as they're going through warm-ups. And I said, okay, that's a good sign.
Good sign.
And all of a sudden, we got a text as a family from my son. and it said believe. I went, okay, all right. Let's just see what happens here.
Thought you were going to say you got a text from Bono.
No.
It said this song's overrated, by the way.
Hey, you
hit the off button over
that.
So this song's playing pregame warm-up. Meantime, I look down at North Shore. I see these guys, and I'm like, holy smokes. This looks like an SEC team they're about to play. They went out and played the perfect, Westlake did, football game. They played incredible defense. Their linebacker, who along with that Devin Sanchez from North Shore, the only two defensive players from Texas that are playing in the All-American High School game. Elliot Schopper is going to Duke. In fact, he's already there. He's the linebacker for Westlake. I don't think I've ever seen a defensive kid play harder and play better than he did on this day. They took it to North Shore. A team, again, that scores 50 a game. Incredible athletes. They beat them 35-10.
Wow.
And every time, and my son thought, we may have to score 30 to win this game, which means we may have to kick off six times.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we kick off, they could easily house it. They've been doing it all year long. Westlake kicked off six times. The kids going to Colorado, Arkansas, and Ohio State. Never cleared the 15.
Wow, that's great.
They had to face the nation at around the 10 or 15. The kickoff coverage units were perfect. The punt coverage units were perfect. Everything was just perfect about the day, and they knocked off North Shore.
So you say that your son is doing things in high school special teams coaching that you've never seen before. Where did he learn all this? From you?
No.
Since you're a special teams guru?
Maybe I got him going on it, you know. And
I'm his private
coach. No, Rick Scanlon?
Yeah, I've been teaching him all of them.
Well, that makes sense.
And you stay out of it. No, I think he got it from the special teams coaches that he played for at North Texas, who were really influential on him. He took a lot of that stuff and has taken it to the high school level. And they spend it. He's worked for coaches like Todd Rogers at Argyle, Todd Dodge at Westlake, and Tony Salazar, who see what he can do, and they give him the time. They work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, their overall numbers were actually down as far as blocked punts, but they still blocked three punts. Six plays were made behind the line of scrimmage on punt plays. I'm telling you, I watched every game. I've never seen so much punter panic as when they play Westlake. They may get the punt off, but I bet I saw 30 shank punts this year.
Yeah.
Because they just like, oh my God, don't let this be a double thud. They also blocked an extra point. They blocked a kick. They took three punts back for touchdowns. Their average starting field position this year on a punt return was their own 49. Their opponent's was their own 21. Their average starting field position on a kickoff return was their own 32. Their opponents, their own 19. So now you take this to the state championship game, Jerry World, North Crowley. And I've been following them a little bit. We've picked some North Crowley games. Incredible year. The week before, they knocked off Duncanville, who spent most of this year ranked number one in the country.
Seemed like North Crowley won every game 70-10.
Yes. Well, they've got Quentin Gibson, who's going to Colorado. That kid is the fastest kid I've ever seen in a high school football game. He scored three touchdowns that night, and the state, this is 6A, Division I, the highest division of Texas high school football. He scored three touchdowns. He did the Deion dance after the third one, which I was kind of like, you know, go ahead. You're incredible. He dominated the game. And they put a 50 burger up. It was 50-21. The game was 14-7 with Westlake driving in the second quarter, and they fumbled inside the 10. Schopper got hurt, and I don't know how different the game could have been had they scored there to tie it up, or if they'd gone up. They had a chance to do that. But hey, North Crowley, credit to them. They are an incredible team and won the state championship.
So I don't follow high school football that closely, but I know the big names around here, South Lake Carroll, Aledo, Duncanville, DeSoto, Highland Park. When did North Crowley get great?
Just in, I want to say in the last 5 years or so.
Wow.
Yeah. And, man, they are rolling. They've got good coaching now, and they're really, really good. And that's one of the best teams I've ever seen. But congrats to my son and the Austin Westlake Chaparrals.
It's a great year.
For the last 5 years now, and again, this is how fortunate he is to be at these programs, Argyle and Westlake. His teams have won two state championships. They have a state championship appearance, two semifinal appearances, and a record of 74-4.
Wow. That's
just
great.
Yeah, it's just incredible.